morning, church family. The message of the devotional that I'm sharing with you today is called Facing Your Giants. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. 1 Samuel 17, verse 37. Of all the wonderful stories in the Bible, the story of David and Goliath remains one of my favourites. Just imagining David, a young boy, loading a small stone into a sling and stepping into a battlefield, knowing that he was going to face a giant, boosts my sometimes fragile faith. Can't you just picture David as he stepped out in front of the enemies and the critics? Can you hear the naysayers? By earthly standards, David was woefully unprepared to engage Goliath. The Bible says that Goliath was over 9 feet tall and covered in more than 125 pounds of armour. Not exactly a fair fight unless the Lord is on your side. I marvel at the confidence David placed in the Lord as he begged King Saul for a chance to face the giant. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. Such trust. Notice David said nothing of the size of the giant. He was focused on the size of his God. I don't know about you, but David's faith encourages me. We all face different kinds of giants in our lives. The question isn't whether they'll show up, but it's whether we have the courage to load the stones into our slings when the time comes. The question is, will we trust the Lord? Right now, we are all facing coronavirus as a pandemic of the century. Is COVID-19 our Goliath? Our Prime Minister talks about this unseen particles that causes pestilence as if we are at war, going into battle daily once we leave the comfort of our homes. The giant's name is actually fear, and its goal is singular, to cause us to doubt the goodness of God in a sea of suffering. Not exactly a fair fight unless you have God on your side. When I imagine David on the battlefield, I usually picture him afraid. How could he not be? Sometimes the only way to face the giant is to do it afraid. When we have the Lord on our side, the fight becomes supernatural. If God is for us, we're assured the victory, whether here or in heaven. With this in mind, we go before God with the confidence of David. David's confidence in the Lord was well placed, and ours should be too. Where human wisdom and healing ends, God begins. Whatever giant you face today, whether it's struggling, marriage, wayward child, sickness, injury, or financial struggle, we can rest knowing that God will rescue us. Fear is no match for the Lord of heaven's armies. God is pretty good at helping amateurs like David and you and me make their aim sure. If David did it with one stone and the power of God, we can too. Heavenly Father, you see the giants that we're facing. Thank you that you are good enough, wise enough, and big enough to conquer them. Thank you that your Holy Spirit offers comfort and peace in the midst of the struggle. As we pick up our stones today and load them into our slingshots, steady our aim. Help us trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a good day, family, and stay blessed.